It seemed like it would be the perfect spot to experience this moment, but I wasn't sure I would be allowed to go there. As it turned out, I was, and it was perfect. Hi, neighbor. Welcome to another unplugged episode of Anchors of Encouragement. My name is Tim Maudlin, husband, adoptive parent, disciple of Christ, and ambassador of encouragement. I wanted to record this unplugged episode outside in my yard because I just experienced something amazing a couple of hours ago outside. Today is my birthday, and it just happens to be the same day that a total solar eclipse went across the United States. Fortunately, it went across Indiana. As I looked at the map to show where the areas of totality would be, I found myself on the outside looking in. I was right on the fringe of totality. If I just went a few miles away from where I live, I could experience totality. I wasn't sure I wanted to do it because I knew there was going to be a lot of traffic. Someone earlier in the day had told me about all the traffic about 50 miles north of us. I just wasn't sure I wanted to mess with all of that. But then I had an idea. There was one spot that if I could get to it, would be the perfect spot to view this solar eclipse from. But I wasn't sure I would be allowed to go there. Let me give you a backstory, and I'll share where that spot I was hoping to get to was. When I was a little boy, I remember my mother waking me up one night so I could see my first lunar eclipse. I don't remember how old I was. I was probably in grade school. But I remember her getting me up every 15 or 20 minutes so I could see the progression of this lunar eclipse. I don't know why I just didn't stay up, but she allowed me to go back to bed, and she would get me up every so often so I could see this lunar eclipse progress through the sky. I was hooked. From that day on, whenever there was a lunar eclipse or the space program as it was starting to really take off, I was watching everything I could. As I got older and the space station was assembled and the space shuttle was flying, I was tracking the movements of both the space station and the space shuttle, and I would call my mom up and we would go outside, she at her house, me at mine, and we would watch the space station and the space shuttle when it was scheduled to go over our area. Those were fond memories, but that's all they are now, because mom's been gone for a couple of years. I miss those phone calls. I miss those conversations when we would both be outside and I would tell her, there it is, there's the space station or there's the space shuttle, and she would see it. We would watch it for the few minutes that it would be out, and then we would go back inside. Even the last solar eclipse, I think it was about 7 years ago, I was over at my mom's house with my youngest son. The three of us watched it. I have a picture of my mom and my son looking up at the sky through their special glasses. Those were great memories. As I thought about where to see this eclipse from, especially on my birthday of all days, I said there's only one place that makes sense. And it's about 10 miles from where I live. And it's in totality. It's the cemetery where my mom and dad are buried. I wasn't sure whether I would be allowed to drive in there. I know there was a lot of traffic expected in the neighboring town. And I wasn't sure if they would have the cemetery blocked off so no one could get in. But I had to give it a chance. So I drove up to the cemetery. And fortunately, the gates were open. I drove to my mom and dad's gravesite and parked the car. It seems I wasn't the only one who had an idea to watch the eclipse from the cemetery. There were other people spaced out throughout the cemetery with their glasses looking up. I don't know if they were there for the same reason that I was there. It didn't matter. But this was a very emotional moment for me. This was, I guess, as close as I could get to experiencing an eclipse with my mom, even though I knew she wasn't there. As the eclipse started to progress, I noticed that the sky was getting darker, the air was getting cooler, and then all of a sudden, we were in totality. It was an amazing experience. I didn't need to wear my protective glasses anymore. In our area, totality didn't last but a minute or so. But it was a minute I will never forget. It was so peaceful to watch this solar eclipse. The only thing that interrupted it was when it did get into totality, I could hear cheers from the town square below. Everybody was just amazed at this experience. It was just so beautiful. There's something else about this solar eclipse that I want to share with you. And this really has to do with your daily doable. I've talked a lot about my experiences with my mother, how we would watch eclipses, or we would watch the space station and the space shuttle. But there's something about my dad that made this day special as well. Both my parents, but especially my dad, was the one who instilled my faith in me. As I was watching this eclipse, I couldn't help but think of some of the passages I was raised on. I want to share one of those with you today. I want to share this in the hopes that you will take the truths that are found within this text and you'll sit with the text and reflect on it. I want to read from Psalm 19, a passage you're probably familiar with, but I want to go beyond verse 1 and share a few verses with you. Psalm 19, beginning in verse 1. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display His craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make Him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The words from this psalm seem appropriate for today. What I want to encourage you to do in this daily doable is to sit with this text and do what I did today. There will be other eclipses that I hope you have the opportunity to experience. But there are also sunrises and sunsets. And there are also rainbows, like I shared with you in episode 119. Experience nature. Experience the wonders of creation. Let them speak to you. Let them share the story that there is indeed a creator. There is a power greater than us that made all of this, made it for us to enjoy, and made it for us to realize who He is. When you get down, when you feel lost and hopeless, frustrated, or whatever, take the time to go out and experience His creation. Let it speak to you. It will boost and lift your spirits. I know it did for me today. It's my birthday. It's the eclipse day. And even though I'm sad about missing my parents, I feel pretty good right now, just having the opportunity to experience this amazing moment. I hope these thoughts have encouraged you today. I hope you'll sit with the text. I hope you'll experience God's creation. That's all for this episode. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, this is Tim, encouraging you to do what you can now.